Viboy same in other territories, I'll tell you the Kula Yalma, Lot says Loiboy Kavona. It could be everybody holds. Stam to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, even if you don't have Kavona, still you be Mekayim the Mitzvah. For Hocho, what's the Machlokes then? Why does Rameyah say you can't wear two pairs? How come only one pair? The Chura put on two pairs, and you're not being Mechavin to Mekayim the Mitzvah. So, if you're not being Mechavin, so there shouldn't be any Baal Tosif. So, what should be wrong? Why, according to Rameyah, can't you wear two pairs? Hatera Teretziz, Vahocho, Lava Mishum Baal Tosif Kamiflegin. The Machlokes is this Gufa. When are you over Baal Tosif? Baal Tosif is you can't do more than the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Tzilin is to wear one pair. By putting on two pairs, that's Baal Tosif already. The Tanakam is of Rameyah holds Lava Mishum Baal Tosif Loiboy Kavonim. He holds just like you be Mekayim the Mitzvah without having Kavonim. Who are then you over the Lava Baal Tosif without Kavonim either? So therefore, if you find two pairs in the street on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put on two pairs. Because since we're going now, Shabbos is a Zaman Tfilinu. On Shabbos, you are being Mekayim the Mitzvah. And even though you're not Mechavin to Mekayim the Mitzvah, but automatically you are Mekayim the Mitzvah, because Mitzvah ain't Tzrichas Kavonim at this Pshat. And who are then? Rav Meir holds the Ba'isa, Baal Tosif, to wear two pairs, to do the mitzvah twice, is also even without kavonim. Therefore, you have no hechatim, so how are you allowed to wear two pairs at one time? That's Rav Meir's svara. Rav Gamliel Sovar, Lava Mishum Baal Tosif Boy Kavonim, no. Enechnami to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You don't have to have kavonim, but to be over the Lava Baal Tosif, I'm doing something more than I'm supposed to. Torah says, Baal Tosif, don't do more, you have to have kavonim. So Mel, the Yetzer is, wear two pairs now on Shabbos, and don't be Mechavon, the Shem Mitzvah. So as wearing it alone, you have a heter, because even though you're not be Mechavon, you are be Mekayim the Mitzvah. I, there's not very involved about Tosif, no. Since I'm not Mechavon to do the Mitzvah, I'm not Mechavon to do more than I'm supposed to. Therefore, there's no Baal Tosif. Aga, there's also a lot of Torah here, exactly why, by wearing two pairs of tefillin, is there Baal Tosif altogether. The Chur about Tosif is, we know in tefillin, you're supposed to have four parshias. If you put five parshas in the tefillin, that's very good, that's Baal Tosif. You're doing more than you're supposed to. Same thing, tzitzis. You put five tzitzis on it, that's no good. But l'chura stam to wear two begodim at tzitzis. You want to wear two talises, one on top of another. L'chura pshita is mutter to wear it. So how come here the Gemara is saying now to put two pairs of tefillin, there is a Baal Tosif? I'm not sure I think it's this kasher for not here. Like, what should be wrong putting on two pairs? Each pair by itself is a ma'aseh mitzvah. So what's wrong with doing the mitzvah double? We're doing the same mitzvah double. There's no aveirum. Moshe matzah pesach b'night. We eat 10 kizaitzim, 20 kizaitzim. There's no Baal Tosif doing the same mitzvah over and over again. But that's the klal. If you do the whole mitzvah once, then you do it over again. There's no aveirum. See, if I says you have to say that tefillin has a pshat is the mitzvah is that one pair should be in your head. That's the ois. The ois of tefillin has to be that you only have four parshiyos on your head. If you put now eight parshiyos, two pairs on your head, even though they're two separate mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is it should be an ois, it should be a sign on your head. Lamaisa, now you have eight parshiyos to be a sign. That's not what the Torah said. The Torah said the sign should only be four parshiyos. Should only be one pair of tefillin there, not eight, not two pairs. Therefore, the Gemara is saying here, cloth for wearing two pairs of tefillin, there's an aveira of Baal Tosif. At the same time, to do it, zecha zeavad would be mutter, but to do it at the same time would be an aveira of Baal Tosif. So that's the from Gamliel holds that if you have a Baal Tosif, you have to have kavona, and here you don't have kavona, therefore it's mutter. So the Maravi boy is saying another territory is like this. Edis Sviralon de Shabbos man tefillin. If you tell me that they both hold Rabbi Gamliel and Rameyah holds, that Shabbos is the time to wear tefillin, there is a mitzvah today to wear tefillin, then I tell you the kula yalma everybody would hold. Loi la'avar boy kavona, v'loi lotzeis boy kavona. Everybody holds that you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah without being Mechavin, and who are then you would be over Baal Tosif, even though you're not Mechavin the Shem Mitzvah. Even though your only Kavona to wear these tefillin is just to save them from the Bezoin of being in the street, you want to take them home now, still there would be an Aveira. If today is the Zaman HaMitzvah, and that's the Halacha, even Shalei the Kavona, there is a Baal Tosif. No, v'hocho, what the Al-Machlek is, v'la'avar Shalei b'Zaman HaKemiflegin. That we're going now, Avad Lalocha, we hold Shabbos is Lav Zaman Tefillin. Everybody holds, at least Rameyah and Rav Gamliel, they both hold on Shabbos is not a Zaman to wear Tefillin. So the Machlekes says, if you do the mitzvah, Shaloi Bizman and not the right time, then do you have to have Kavanah to be able to Baal Tosif or not? That's the Machlekes. Tanakam is so, Rameyah holds, Loi Boi Kavanah. Even though now Shabbos is not a Zaman Tefillin, still, if you put on two pairs today, you're still over Baal Tosif. or more than that, could even be one pair. Even wearing one pair today will be about Tosef now. Since today is not the mitzvah, you're not supposed to wear tefillin today on Shabbos. If you put on tefillin on Shabbos, even one pair, you're over about Tosef. You're doing more than you're supposed to. The Torah says Shabbos don't wear tefillin, and you're putting tefillin on Shabbos now. So even one pair would be awesome. No, that can't be. Because Ramei is not the one pair you're allowed to wear it. So you have to say then two pairs is also. What does Rashi say? I think the Moritz is Kashim Lodzan. Tanakam is all the boy kabonim. Ragmil sova lavar shleidiz man a boy kabonim. The Moritz is Kashim. But Ragmil holds, Ragmil sova lavar shleidiz man a boy kabonim. Ragmil says no. Since Shabbos now is not a Zman's film, therefore, you're not over about Tosef, only if you have beferish a kavonim, I want to wear that film, l'shem mitzvah. Then that's called Bal Tosef. Since today is not the Zman, you're not supposed to wear tefillin today. If you put on the tefillin and have kavanah to do the mitzvah, that's Bal Tosef. Therefore, according to Rav Gamliel, since you don't have kavanah to do the mitzvah, you're only wearing these two pairs of tefillin, stamped to save them from the bezoin in the street, so you have no kavanah, therefore there's no Bal Tosef. That's why you're allowed to wear two pairs, out the pshat from before, because we're going back to now, the only hetter to wear it, it's not a Zman tefillin on Shabbos. So it's not a Zman's filling. What's the hetter to wear the filling home? It's not the pshat you're doing a mitzvah now, because there's no mitzvah today. The hetter is that's the malvish. It's a tachshit. So how much could be a tachshit? Only as many tefillin as fit on the mokum that you wear on the weekday. So now, since two pairs fit on that mokum, you're allowed to wear two pairs home. And there's no bal tosef, since you're not being mechavan to do the mitzvah. But according to Rav Meir, even though you don't have kavanah to do the mitzvah, if you do the mitzvah when you're not supposed to, there is a bal tosef. If that's the pshad, according to Rav Meir, even one pair shouldn't be allowed to wear home. Because Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. Shabbos is not the day to wear tefillin. And we're going now, even though you don't have kavanah to do the mitzvah, still you're over about Tosef. So even to put on one pair of tefillin on Shabbos is not very mitiraisim. There's a Lav of Bal Tosef. So how could the Rabbanah be matin our mission now to carry it, even Mishum Bizoyin, you have no letter to do an Avera? So how could Rav Meir hold even one pair you're allowed to wear? There should also be about Tosef. Today is not a Zman Tefillin. V'yoyd, another kasha half, is a din, ha-yoshin b'shmini b'sukkah. It should come out, according to Rav Meir, if somebody sleeps, a lav dafka sleeps, even if he eats in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, yilka, he should get malchus. Why? Because Shmini Atzeres, what's our head to eat in the sukkah? If they chutz l'aretz, we eat in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Why? We do a min ha-sofet. Maybe today is still a shana rabba, you're supposed to eat. And even on its side today is Shmini Atzeres, we don't have kavanah to be eat to the mitzvah. But according to Rav Meir, you're telling me, even though now is not a Zman mitzvah, and even though you don't have kavanah to do the mitzvah, still you're over by Tosef. So the kashra is, how could anybody eat in the chutz l'aretz? Eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you're over by Tosef according to Rav Meir. Elamai, this can't be Pshan Rameya. And like Rashi says, that's enough in the Gemara and Sukkah that you're supposed to eat in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. Do you see the can't be Pshat like Rameya? Rashi V'yayit, Hayoshim B'Shmini B'Sukkah Yilko. The Meisir Shmini Ala Shvi. You're eating in the Sukkah, the 8th day Shmini Atzeres, more than the 7 days of Sukkah. The Anan and Lameisa, we do that. The Anan and Chutz Loretz, Meisir Yasrin and B'Shmini, B'Sofik Shvi L'Chatchila. We do eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So according to Ramea, it'll be an Avera. Elazak Gemara, Machbata Kreshni Mikara. We have to come on to the truth, as we said before, that Avad, according to everybody, if it's not a Zman Tefillin today, if it's not a Zman Mitzvah, there's no Baal Tosef if you don't have Kavanah. Therefore, on Shmini Atzeres, Monashach, we eat in the Sukkah with a Monashach. If today is really a Shana Rabbah, so we're allowed to eat in the Sukkah, we're allowed to be Mechav L'Shem Mitzvah. Elamai, no, maybe today is Shmini Atzeres. On that side, we're not mechavan to be mekayim the mitzvah. And everybody holds, if it's not the zman of the mitzvah, and you don't have kavanah, you're not over Bal Tosef. We have chosef on this last pshat. But the machlokes has to be the pshat that we said before. But like this, everybody holds, that when it's shleib zman, it's not the zman to do the mitzvah. Even if you do the mitzvah, there's no Bal Tosef, only if you have kavanah to do the mitzvah. Therefore, when we eat in Shemini Atzeres, it's like a stam anan fad like that. We only eat them in a sofik, we don't make a bracha, and we're only eating there, we're only doing it to mekayim the mitzvah if today is a shana rabba. But on tzad today is Shemini Atzeres, we're not being mechavan to do the mitzvah, therefore there's no Bal Tosef. So tomorrow now, man shamat le shabbiz man tefillin. So we're coming out and we want to say, yeah, machloikis, not a machloikis, they had taught them though that Shabbos is a Zman, Shabbos is not a Zman Tefillin. Who is the man that says, the man the Yom that says, Shabbos is called a Zman Tefillin? You're supposed to wear Tefillin even on Shabbos. So the Gemara, like Rashi's man, Tana, the Shabbat led the Yom Shabbos man's film. The Mukim Asis Na Libe. That we wanted to say now Machrat. We're going back to the first Tzitzin that the Machleik is now Mishnah is that Tanakam holds Shabbos. Shabbos is his man's film. Who is this man the Yom that holds Shabbos is his man's film? So the Gemara Rabbi Kiva. It goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya we learned Brayson Gemara Menachis. The pasuk says Ushmarto Esachuk Hazois. You should watch this chukah. Now the Machleik is what the chukah means. One man the Yom says it goes on tefillin, and one man the Yom says it goes on Korban Pesach. And the boss says, of course, before it's talking about Korban Pesach, but it says, "Ushmarta sachuka hazois lemoyadom miyomim yomima." But at a special time, miyomim from day to day, is yomim we dashin. At the first time of Kama dashin, this boss is talking about tefillin, and it's telling us that yomim v'loy leilis. There's only a mitzvah to wear tefillin by day and not by night. Night is not as man tefillin, and we dashin miyomim from the days. V'loy kol yomim, and not every day. Prat l'shabbos is v'yomim toivim. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns. From this pasuk, Shemat Eschuk Hazois L'moyda, talking about tefillin, and telling us miyomim, days, and only from the days, not all the days, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva argues, it says no. From this pasuk, you have no right at all. Rabbi Akiva, this pasuk is not going on the mitzvah tefillin. This pasuk is talking about the korban pesach. That it says, "Lemoyedo, bring it on Pesach. Miyomim yamima, come once a year. Korban pesach comes once a year. On erev Pesach, you bring the korban pesach." That's what the pasuk is talking about. But there's no raya from this pasuk about mitzvah tefillin. So therefore, pasuk, there's no miyit. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you wear tefillin every single day, even by night and even on Shabbos. For the more of yellow hodet nan, that's what we learned. Ha pesach v'hamila. Mitzvah Saseh. Now that we say Pesach and Mila is called the Mitzvah Saseh. And it's not a Loi Saseh. It's the Chura Lema, the Loi Rabbi Kiva. The Chura can't come out according to Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva, if it comes out good according, if it comes out according to Rabbi Kiva, that Korban Pesach is only a Mitzvah Saseh. No, according to Rabbi Kiva, there should be a Lav involved also. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva says this last Pesach here talks about a Korban Pesach. But the Pesach says, Ushmarta Zachuk Hazois. Now Kiva, the Muki Lava Pesach, Lav Nami Yikon. There's a pasuk here. There's a lav here. Because whenever we have the word ushmarta or shmira, also means a lav. Kid rababin, om rabiloi. The yomer rababin, om rabiloi. Komokam shenemer hishomer. Whenever the pasuk says in the Torah says lashon of hishomer or shmarta, ten, or the pasuk uses the word ten, or else the pasuk uses the word vial, ain't a well of bloisa say. The Torah means to tell you there's a lav if you don't do it. So we have a Mishnah to say that a Pesach and Mila is called a Mitzvah Saseh. That's all. Mashma, there's no Loi Saseh involved. So that doesn't come out good according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, since he dashes this Pesach with Shemarta Zechuk HaZois, that's talking about Korban Pesach, it says Loshen of a Shemarta, Hishomer, there's Mashma Talav. So of course, not like Rabbi Kiva. Come to Gemara, no. Afilu Tem Rabbi Kiva. Even if you want to say this Mishnah that says in Zvochim that Pesach is only an Asay, could even go according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, the sub Rabbi Kiva holds like this. Afilu Tem Rabbi Kiva. He shomad the lav, he shomad the yesa. It depends what the word of Shemata is going on. If the Shemata is talking about a mitzvah Asay, it's only an Asay. If the Shemir is going on a loisa Asay, then the term means to give another lav. But Hishomer is only alive if the Pasuk is talking about alive, don't do something. Here the Pasuk is talking about do something. The Pasuk is telling you once a year on Erev Pesach, you have to go bring the Korban Pesach. So since it's talking about doing something, here the word Hishomer, Ushmarta, only means an Asay.
Yeah.
Right. So Zvayah will coming out good. Since Rabbi Kiva dashes this pasuk for Korban Pesach, so if Ilchus Tefillin he has no meat, so according to Rabbi Kiva, Lechura Tefillin is a chiyuv to wear even on Shabbos. For the Gemara, is that true? The Sava Rabbi Kiva, Shabbos the man Tefillin, who is it true that Rabbi Kiva holds that on Shabbos is a chiyuv to wear Tefillin? V'atanya, we don't do the brayso like this. Gemara in Menachos, Rabbi Akiva Roimer, I would think there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos and on Yom Tov also, because he doesn't dash in a pasuk with Shemata Sechuk Azois for tefillin. It's talking about Pesach. So there's no meat at all for tefillin. So I would think tefillin is a chiyuv year to wear, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmud Lomar have another pasuk. The pasuk says, Pasuk says by tefillin, when you're wearing tefillin should be a nois, a sign for you. So midashin misha tzrich a nois. Days that need a nois, that's the day you have to wear tefillin on. Yotzu elu mashen kein Shabbos and Yomtiv shein guf a nois. They themselves have a nois. Shabbos itself is a nois. Since Shabbos is a nois, therefore you don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Says Kuri, you see, Klorim, Kiva holds, you don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. I think there's a Shagasaya that he wants to say there's a chilek. According to this pasuk of Rabbi Kiva, I think there's a steer in the Rambam, as you say, by Mitzvah Torah. The Rambam brings down both halachas. The Rambam dashes the pasuk of Shematas Chukah Hazois, Lamoidom Yom Yomimimimimimimim, to tell you that you don't wear tefillin only by day and not by night. He dashes this pasuk for tefillin. And the Rambam also brings down, how do you know you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? From this pasuk, Vahoy lechol yoysa yodcho, Mishav tzrich enois. Shabbos does need a nois. It's called a kashas the stirum. If you dash in the first pasuk, it's talking about tefillin already. Our Gemara said, you know, both of you two from the first pasuk. From this pasuk, it says, mi yomim, you know, by day and not by night. And mi yomim, from the days, we know not all the days, not Shabbos either. So why does the Rambam bring down both psukim, tam nogeyim? Kuryona need the second pasuk according to Rabbi Kiva. But according to Yudash in the first pasuk of Shemarto, he's talking about tefillin, so I know Shabbos is not as man tefillin from the first pasuk. What do I have to have the second pasuk for? I think the truth thing they want to say is that Shashalom, from the first pasuk alone, just says there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. What about somebody wants to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Is he doing an aveir or not? From the first pasuk, just says the Shemarto miyomim, he's just saying the chiv is to wear it by day, not by night. The chiv is in the weekday, not on Shabbos. But if you wear it on Shabbos, there wouldn't be any Yisr. You have no chiyuv to, but if you do it, don't be mechavin, there's no aver, there's no batayisif, you wouldn't be over any averim. From the second pasuk, though, there's an avera to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Because now with dashnin, voy lechol ois. Tefillin is called an ois. Now Shabbos, since Shabbos itself is an ois, you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Because if you're going to put tefillin on Shabbos, it's like you're staring the ois of Shabbos. You're showing like Shabbos doesn't have an ois, and I have to make an ois for Shabbos. So that's a steer to Shabbos. So from this pasuk, there's an isra to wear tefillin on Shabbos. That's why the Rambam needs both tzukim. So the first pasuk, Ein Chlam, Mechapen Avtimina. On night time, there's no isra to wear tefillin. And that's the halacha taka. Night time, there's no isra. Even though it's not as man tefillin on night time, but if you wear it, there's no isra wearing it. It's only the Rabbonim Degedin, Hashem Yafiach, maybe you won't have a guf nothing, that's why you shouldn't wear it. But Mikaradin, there's no isra wearing tefillin at night time. Mashenkin, on Shabbos, there's an isra, you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Even if you want to, you shouldn't do it. For this pasuk, because tefillin is a nois, and Shabbos is a nois, and the ois you're supposed to have for Shabbos is Shabbos. If you're going to put tefillin on Shabbos, that stares the ois of Shabbos. Right, so call upon him, you see Rabbi Kiva holds, Shabbos is not as man's tefillin. So we're back to Akasha, who's the Tana that holds, Shabbos is called as man's tefillin. You're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. And the Gemara Elahai Tana, who? The Tanya, Haneir Balayla, if somebody's up at night, he didn't go to sleep, Rotsa chaylet, rotsa maniach. If he wants to, he can take off his tefillin. If he wants to, he can put them on. Divir Rebbe Nosson. Rebbe Nosson says you're allowed to wear tefillin at night time. Yoinesin hakituni yoimer ein manichin tefillin balayla. No, you're not allowed to put on tefillin at night time. Now, mi delala l'tanakama zman tefillin. Since the Tanakama Rebbe Nosson holds, you're allowed to put tefillin on mitchilah at night time. Is the churuadin Shabbos nami zman tefillin? Shabbos is also a zman tefillin. And since he doesn't dash in the first pasuk of Shematas Chukazois Miyomim, they're talking about tefillin, because he holds you're allowed to wear it at night time. So once you don't have that drush, so the churu Shabbos also. Fred the Gemara, no. Dilma Svirle, Laila Zman Tfilin Hum. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Kiva. That's the first pasuk of Shemata Miyomim, talking about Korban Pesach. So we have no meat for the night. Nighttime talk, you're allowed to wear tefillin. I'll tell you, Shabbos, Laila Zman Tfilin Hum. Shabbos, though, maybe is not a Zman Tfilin. Just like Rabbi Kiva. Do Hashemim Lel Rabbi Kiva. We know that Rabbi Kiva, Shitur is the Yomar, Laila Zman Tfilin Hum. Rabbi Kiva holds, nighttime you could wear tefillin. But that's when Rabbi Kiva holds, that Shabbos loves man's tefillin. Shabbos is not as man's tefillin, because that's the pasuk v'hoy l'chol yoisa yodchom. Tefillin is a nois, and Shabbos is its own nois, so you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So what's the rai? Rav Nosson knows on Shabbos you're allowed to wear tefillin. Mor'ela hai tanhu. There's another tan I'll bring you raya that holds, on you are allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. The tanya, michol bas kushi, this lady, Michal Bas Kushi, hoisa manachas tefillin. She used to wear tefillin. She was an Isha, and she used to wear tefillin. Rashi Bas Kushi, this was Bas Shol, Shol's daughter. Kedechsev al divrei Kush ben Yemini, dainu Shol, kedeminu b'elam galchen. So Shol's daughter used to wear tefillin. V'loi Michal Bachacham. The Chom did not stop her from wearing tefillin. Drashi kehevi. What's the tad? What it should have stopped off? The huru the heavy ketosus al divrei Torah. She apotru nashim mitzvah sasayshes man grumah. That's the mitzvah sasayshes man grumah, and the apotru they shouldn't do it. Still they're doing it. No, we say they're allowed to do mitzvah sasayshes man grumah. Nashim are allowed to do, even though they have no chiyuv to do it. If they want to, they're allowed to do it. Another mitzvah was the ishtol shoyena. Famous Yoina Hanovi, he he himself didn't go to the regal. The Baal Tehillim didn't want to have Navu, he wanted to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Didn't Midrashim say he didn't go to the regal Zion? But his wife did. Yoina Hanovi's wife, she used to go to the regal Zion. The Chum didn't stop her. Because even though Oyla regal is Zicha Mitzvah Seish is Man Groma, so they're potter to go Oyla regal, but if they want to, they're allowed to go. Now, since the Chum were not Moicha, for Michal, for Shaul's daughter, from wearing tefillin, is Alma Lachur, these Chum hold, Kusarvi, Mitzvah Sasech, Leaz Man Grumi. That's the Havamina. The Havamina is the reason why they didn't stop them, because this is a mitzvah that Noshema Machuyavon. It's not called the Mitzvah Sasech, Leaz Man Grumi. It's called the Mitzvah Sasech, Leaz Man Grumi. There's no time at all that you're potter. You're always Machuyav to wear tefillin. Therefore, even an Isha is also Machuyav to wear tefillin. That's the Havamina. His Havamina is on the side that an Isha would be potter from doing the mitzvah, she's not allowed to do the mitzvah. So it'll be about Tosif if she does it. So how come the Chum didn't stop her from wearing tefillin? Elamaycha, the Chum say, Noshim have a chiyuv to wear tefillin. Why? Because it's not called the mitzvah seishes man grama. Why? Because a night time is mechuyiv in tefillin, and the word in Shabbos is also a zman tefillin. So every single time is a zman tefillin, so even Noshim are also mechuyiv in tefillin. So these Chum hold, Shabbos is a zman tefillin. And the Gemara, no, poshit. V'dilma sova lo kreb yosi. Maybe no. Avada these chum hold la locha that Shabbos is not a zman tefillin.